Russian businesspeople and investors with shares in minerals, huge banks, and even famous football teams are among the world's wealthiest individuals. In this video, we will talk about the top 10 richest people in Russia. So before starting this video, please like this video and subscribe to our channel for future updates. 10. Mikhail Fridman. Mikhail Fridman, chairman of the supervisory board of Alpha Group Consortium and member of the supervisory board of X5 Retail Group, applauds at a ceremony in Moscow, Russia, on February 1, 2018, as 5 Retail Group begins trading on the Moscow Exchange. He has a net worth of $13.6 billion. Source of wealth: oil, banking, telecom. In 1991, Fridman co-founded Alpha Bank. It eventually became Alpha Group, one of Russia's biggest privately held investment companies. The firm is where he makes the bulk of his money. Fridman sued BuzzFeed in 2017 after sections of the Steele dossier were published, alleging that the billionaire bribed Putin in the 1990s. A London court recently awarded Fridman $20,000 in compensation, citing Christopher Steele's firm's failure to adequately verify the charges in the dossiers as one of the most recent developments in the long legal struggle. 9. Viktor Vekselberg. Net worth: $14.8 billion. Source of wealth: metals, energy. According to Bloomberg, Vekselberg runs an investment firm with a stake in Russia's biggest aluminum manufacturer, owns numerous regional airports, and controls more than a dozen tightly held enterprises. The businessman, born in Ukraine, is married and has 2 children. Vekselberg was one of 7 ultra-wealthy Russian tycoons sanctioned by the Trump administration in April 2018 in response to the assault on Sergei Skripal and his daughter, Yulia. He was stopped and questioned by federal officials working with special counsel Robert Mueller at a New York airport the following month. President Putin is said to have a favorable relationship with him. 8. Andrei Melnichenko. Net worth: $15.5 billion. Eurochem. Coal, fertilizer. Melnichenko's $15 billion net fortune is mostly derived from investments in fertilizer firm Eurochem and coal company SUEK. Alexandra Nikolic, a Serbian pop singer, is his wife. The couple has 2 children together. Melnichenko has 2 boats, one valued at $300, and is designed to seem like a submarine. He also manages his charity, which supports gifted students in science and education. 7. Roman Abramovich. Net worth: $15.8 billion. Source of wealth: self-made, steel, investments. According to Bloomberg, Abramovich built his money by selling state-owned assets that he purchased when the Soviet Union fell apart. Abramovich has 7 children and has been married 3 times. He is a Chelsea Football Club shareholder. In 2003, he paid more than $100 million for the club. Despite a tumultuous relationship with Boris Johnson, Forbes claimed in January 2020 that Abramovich has continued to pour hundreds of millions of dollars into the sporting club. 6. Vadjit Elekperov. Net worth: $16.1 billion. Source of wealth: Lukoil, oil. Elekperov, a former oil rig worker, is the CEO of Lukoil, a Russian oil firm located in Moscow. According to Bloomberg, the company employs 100,000 people and earned $114 billion in revenue in 2019. He was the Soviet Union's oil and gas industry's deputy minister from 1990 to 1991. Elekperov and Putin met in early 2020 to talk business, according to a transcript given by the Kremlin. 5. Alexei Mordashov. Net worth: $18.2 billion. Source of wealth: Severstal, steel, investments. Mordashov has a controlling share in Severstal, Russia's biggest steel producer. From 2006 through 2015, he served as the company's CEO. He is also a shareholder in TUI AG, a German travel firm. 4. Alisher Usmanov. Net worth: $18.8 billion. Source of wealth: steel, telecom, and investments. According to Bloomberg, Usmanov's most valuable asset is cash. Usmanov, a serial entrepreneur, has holdings in many highly successful firms, including Airbnb, Alibaba, and Spotify. He was also an early Facebook investor. In 2012, he established USM, his investment and holding firm. he controls all of Megafon, a Russian photo operator, and half of Metaloinvest, a Russian steel firm, via USM. He's given more than $2 billion to charity. He sold his shareholding in Arsenal Football Club for $700 million in 2018. 3. Leonid Mikhelson. Net worth, $19.5 billion. Source of wealth, Novatek, gas, chemicals. Mikhelson has a 25% share in Novatek, a private Russian natural gas business that provides him with the bulk of his income. He is the company's CEO and main stakeholder. Mikhelson established the business in 1994. Mikhelson and his business partner, Gennady Timchenko, a billionaire with deep links to Russian President Vladimir Putin, began talks in 2010 to buy Sibur, Russia's biggest petrochemical company. Mikhelson owns around 60% of the corporation. 2. Vladimir Lysin. Net worth, $20 billion. Source of wealth, industrial, Novolipesk steel, transport. Most of Lysin's fortune comes from his shareholding in Novolipesk Steel, Russia's biggest steelmaker. Steel is also exported across the globe by the corporation. Since 1998, he has served as the company's chairman. He has three children and is married. He became the president of the International Shooting Sport Federation in 2018. 1. Vladimir Potanin. Net worth, $26.1 billion. Source of wealth, Norilsk Nickel, metals. Potanin's fortune is mostly derived from his holdings in Norilsk Nickel, Russia's biggest metal and mining firm. He founded Onexim Bank, one of Russia's biggest private banks, with fellow Russian billionaire Mikhail Prokhorov, in 1992. Potanin has seven children from two marriages. He's a member of the Giving Pledge, a charitable organization created by Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett, and ice hockey pals with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Vladimir Putin, on the other hand, is conspicuously absent. There is no definitive answer to how much the Russian president is worth. Putin's net worth was described as comically modest by Quartz in 2019 based on financial disclosures released by the Kremlin. Bill Browder, an outspoken Putin critic, estimated that the president has accumulated $200 billion in ill-gotten gains, and called him one of the richest men in the world, at a 2017 Senate judiciary hearing. Vladimir Putin. Net worth, $200 billion. The Kremlin website states that Putin is paid an annual salary of $140,000. His publicly disclosed assets include a 830-square-foot apartment in St. Petersburg, along with a 193-square-foot garage, as well as use of a 1,600-square-foot flat in Moscow. He claims to have two vintage Volga Gaz M21 sedans, valued at $15,000 each, as well as a Lada Niva SUV, which cost $6,800 new, and a retro fabulous skiff tent trailer, valued at $900. Putin's alleged true wealth vastly exceeds these numbers. Putin, who has been Russia's president since 2012, is often seen sporting luxury watches and is rumored to own a 190,000-square-foot, $1.4 billion worth mansion atop a cliff overlooking the Black Sea, 19 houses, 700 cars, 58 aircraft and helicopters including a $716 million plane called the Flying Kremlin, that has a toilet made of gold, $100 million mega yacht designed by a nuclear submarine maker from the Russian Navy. Fortune's report said Putin has been pictured wearing Patek Philippe's perpetual calendar watch worth $60,000 and allegedly owns a $500,000 A. Lange & Söhne Tubograph, as well as other fancy designs. The mansion, designed by Italian architect Lanfranco Cirillo, reportedly has a helicopter launching pad, underground tunnels, frescoed ceilings, a marble swimming pool, an amphitheater, an ice hockey rink, Vegas-style casino, nightclub, and more. Most of the mansion is reportedly decorated by an exclusive luxury Italian brand called Citterio Atina, including Louis XIV-style sofas, $500,000 in dining room furniture, and a $54,000 bar table. It even has decked-out bathrooms with fancy $850 Italian toilet brushes and $1,250 toilet paper holders. On top of all the extravagant furnishings, an annual $2 million is spent just to maintain the property's landscaping by a 40-person staff, according to Fortune. According to a Reuters investigation, the money for the luxury mansion came from Russia's 1.3 trillion ruble health project, which bought medical equipment like high-tech medical scanners at 2 or even 3 times higher than the market price from a company owned by Putin's friends. but of course, Vladimir denies all these allegations, only admitting to a different form of riches. What do you think of our video? Let me know in the comment section below. If you enjoy this video and want to hear from me again, hit that subscribe button before you go. Thanks for watching.